As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Friday, everybody. If you're listening to this podcast, we launch it every Friday, and that's an exciting thing. You should definitely tune in every Friday versus listening to old ones so that we can actually have a chat. And when I tell you, hey, DM me, it's actually relevant versus I get so many DMs from like really old podcasts where I do this thing where I say, if you're listening to this podcast for this long, DM me this certain thing. And I still get these like DMs that say, stop talking to me. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? And not knowing that it's from an old podcast. So, but if you're first, if you're listening to this on the Friday when I drop it, or even just the week of, then I'll know exactly what you're talking about. And I'll have a little bit more of a reference versus a podcast that I made 2 years ago. But nonetheless, I love it. And my name is Joey Kidney. You're listening to Happy Time Podcast. And there's a lot going on in the world. Drake just dropped a new album. Now, I go from super different fields here. Like, I put up a poll and I asked people, what do they think I listen to the most? And there was like, there was rap, or there was hip hop, there was pop, there was country, and there was like indie folk. And majority of the people voted indie folk. And then the second was country, and then pop, then hip hop. And if I'm being honest with you, I would say indie folk is my top one listened that I listen to every single day, like almost all the time. When I wake up, I like music playing immediately. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I don't think I really enjoy dead silence. I like a little bit of a hum. Like when I go to bed, I like turning on the AC even if I don't need it on. I love having a fan running even if I don't need it running. Just that hum is something that helps me a lot. I think there's a lot of people out there like the white balance and stuff, but white balance is friggin' annoying. I don't know about you, but whenever I try to play something like as a sound versus hearing the actual sound, it's something that never puts me at ease. I think I'm listening to a sound of sound, and it doesn't does not help. But I always have indie folk playing. I like my favorite band, I think, is the Lumineers. Even though anytime that anybody ever asks me, like, oh, what's be your dream concert? And I've seen the Lumineers 3 times now, and I'd love to see them again. But I never go to a concert and, like, am able to belt out lyrics because I always forget them. I can never remember lyrics. And so I could be the biggest fan of an artist and not know a single word to their song. I wish I could, but I just can't. But Drake dropped a new album today, and that's like my second most listened to, I feel like, artist. But also just genre. I go from listening to like kind of sad folky stuff to then rapping about whatever Drake is rapping about. I just like the beat. I just like, that's it. That's it. Like Drake and J. Cole, like the beats are perfect. I find it just matches my two moods that I always am in. And my moods are so different. Recently, I had a conversation with my partner. and we were dealing with some miscommunication, and it was so interesting that the way that we handled it. And I'm going to keep it kind of vague because I didn't tell them that I was going to be putting this on the podcast. But I think it's kind of interesting. So this past week we got into a little tuffle, a little argument, let's say. But we didn't really communicate. Like, the communication was not there. We both decided, like, okay, let's go on, do our own thing. Let's have the other person come to us. And the other person didn't end up coming to us. So then at the end of the day, this happened for a day and a half. And then I confronted her and was like, what's going on? But what I did was I accepted what happened. And I put it as it was my fault. Anytime something ever happens that's kind of negative, or like, I don't know, say you're upset with somebody, I always make it so in my head, I make it a problem that I can solve. And so something happened and this is so vague, it's kind of hard to speak about. Basically I was just upset, and then I took it out on myself. And the way that I handled the situation was, I didn't make the problem them. Like, I wasn't upset with her. I wasn't angry with her. I wasn't mad with her. I was upset with the circumstance, with the thing that actually happened. And so I was able to accept that it was just a bad timing. It was just like, it wasn't their intention to make me feel upset. I just feel upset. So I accepted that fact, and I went into, I had my little depressive episode, and I was like, okay, I'm going to handle this. And so I got some work done, which motivated me and, made me feel a little bit better. I cooked, which is what I love to do. And then I went on a run and I did a little workout, and I came back and I accepted that there was negative energy in my body, and I replaced it with some positive energy. And I was able to just do that. And that's been like years of, therapy and personal therapy of understanding how I assess certain situations. And again, I'm not saying it's the best way to do it. Communication is the best way to do it. And we didn't choose that way. And I just think, like, when you're listening to podcasts about self-help, or you're listening to a therapist talk — I'm not a therapist, but when you're listening to somebody who gives advice talk, you always assume that like they're just like perfect at it. But sometimes it's about energy. Sometimes we just don't have it in us to confront or to handle a situation. And then it just gets a little bit longer and a little bit longer. And so I focus on myself in that situation to make sure that I'm in a position that I can handle confronting somebody or listening to their feelings and not putting mine over theirs, because I've already thought about mine. But if I don't think about mine, if I don't take a chance to process my own feelings, then what they are going to say is going to hurt me, because I don't know what I feel. And so it's going to come up in that moment and I'm going to feel attacked. But if I know where I stand, I can hear from their point of view. And so what my partner did was just kind of ignore me all day. And as I was working to replace this negative energy with positive energy, I became a little bit more happy and conversational. And I started talking to them, and I asked them how they were doing, and I asked them how their day was going, and I was getting one word answers. So then I assumed, okay, they want to be left alone, when no, they wanted to have an argument. And that's, I don't want this to sound like it's a bad thing on her part, because it was a bad thing on both of our parts, because I ignored that we should have been a little bit more confrontational and we should have had that conversation. And it didn't happen until 9 p.m. the next day. And that was just far too long, because I took the time to just work on myself and they took the time to kind of be mad at me. And that is just interesting how we process things differently. And I think it's kind of like how we were raised. I was raised by a mom that like kind of pushed me to, feel better. And both of us, funny, is that my partner and I, both our moms are nurses. And so one is more nurturing and one is more, I guess, like motivational, perseverance-esque. And so it's just a little bit different. And I don't think either way is wrong, and I don't think either way is better. I think there's a happy medium in there. So if you're ever like fighting with your partner, I still stand by what I did and assess yourself first and get yourself to a spot where you feel safe and you feel comfortable to then talk about something. But I don't think, you know, going right into a conversation is also healthy because you don't know how you feel. And so the last thing is like ignoring your partner all day and not talking to them. Or this can go with friends too. There's so many times where, you know, I hear that you're mad at their best friend, or I get a DM being like, oh, my best friend did this, my best friend did that. And it's just like, it's such a heated moment that people don't take the time to process actually how they feel. And I think that just kind of irks me because it's, you have to be a little bit selfish. I think you have to. And it's tough in this world right now because the whole, oh my God, anything you do is just wrong. And I think that's why we need my podcast more than anything, because I want to be the voice.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
It's like what you do, even if it ends up being wrong, is okay. Like it's not about getting canceled by your friends and having them block you out. Sometimes it's literally just about figuring out how to handle things. And you're going to make mistakes, and making mistakes is okay. And so my partner and I made this mistake, and the only thing that it's helping us do, like, I'm happy that we talked at the end of the day, even though it took until 9 p.m., because what that did, that little conversation, even though it wasn't the greatest, what that conversation did was give us strength to grow. We acknowledged the situation that we were both uncomfortable in. And even though it wasn't great and we didn't have the best resolution, the conversation was there and we were able to move forward. And so the next time this happens, you know, it's not going to be right away. The conversation is not going to start right away. We're not going to be able to solve everything just right away. It's just not going to take until 9 p.m. Hopefully. I'm still going to go on my run. They're still going to ignore me for a little bit. And that's just how people process. Some people like to be alone, and some people like to just fucking fume a little bit, right? And just be off in their own world and just be a little bit angry. And that's okay. That's all right. That's how you're processing it. And other people like to get that energy out. And I think that's, you know, men and women are a little bit differently with how we handle certain situations, but also how you were raised is a huge part of how you handle things. And the way that I handled certain things, and this is how I handle a lot of things. I've been feeling a lot of stress recently, and the way that I've been putting it out is not practical. I think, like, especially with my work, I haven't been happy with my work. Like my podcasts, my TikToks, all of my video work, and you know, I haven't been able to work with brands a lot recently, just because like their budgets are not the same size as what they were last year. So I'm not even like being able to apply for campaigns. And even though like I would definitely decrease my budget, but it's just a different world right now. And so the way that I've been taking it out is I've been making a lot of like different content, being like, oh yeah, this is going to work. And then I place all of my heart and soul into like that one thing working. And if it doesn't work out, then I think I'm a failure. And I get into this depressive episode, and then I'm not eating. And then if I'm not eating, then I have no energy. And then if I have no energy, I can't work out. And then I'm not drinking enough water. And then because I'm not working out, I don't feel hungry. And there's no success there. And I'm placing myself up for failure just because a video didn't do well. Granted, it is my career. It's like my job to make sure these videos do well. It's my job to make sure these podcasts are listened to. But at the end of the day, I can't place my satisfaction in my career. And separating your feelings from your job is something that I'm working on. and I'm something that I'm having a really hard time doing because my job is so personal, because I talk about personal things, like I just talked about my relationship on this podcast. That was hard. Well, I feel like I had to get all of that out. Thank you for listening. But I think these go for other situations as well. If you're listening to this, and I'm sure you're able to relate this to something that you're dealing with. Maybe it's your life at work and you're having a trouble disconnecting when you get home and stuff. And I feel like we all do. I feel like that's nothing new. It's a hard thing to disconnect from such a negative like workplace or mindset and then come home and be happy and positive. And so the things that I've been doing have not been the greatest, but and I guess it's because I feel a little bit guilty when I take care of myself. So one of my favorite things to do is cook, but I feel like cooking takes, let's say cooking takes half an hour to 2 hours within that time period. And so I feel like 2 hours out of my day, I could be working. I could have made a video that could, you know, go viral and change my life. I could be doing a podcast. I could be making a video, getting clips for that to post on TikTok while uploading a podcast and then also getting a YouTube video out of it. And so my brain is just constantly going. And then I'm like, wait, I have to be writing a book right now, but I'm also working on a workshop. And there's so many things going that I have a hard time taking time out of my day to focus on myself, to recharge. Writing these things down and saying these things, I just happen to be saying it into a mic, but saying these things out loud, I'm able to, you know, actually realize that I'm driving myself way too thin, because I'm going to burn out if this keeps going. These are things that I'd love to do, but I'm rushing the things that I love to do. And so when we rush conflict, when we rush our relationships, when we rush problem solving, we're never actually going to get a resolution. We're never actually going to feel content with the final outcome, because we didn't enjoy it. We didn't enjoy the struggle. We didn't enjoy the journey. And so the hardest part of keeping going with anything that you're dealing with is because you're looking at the final destination. That's such a if you heard me hesitate, that's because I didn't want to fucking say something that you'd find on like a desktop background or like in a Michaels or like a HomeSense. What I'm trying to say is, if you don't actually if you don't actually appreciate where you are right now and the struggles that it takes, you're not going to get anything. What I've known from being a creative is that if you don't have second thoughts, then it's probably not something that you really want to do. Like, if you're not like, oh, nobody's going to like this, and you're battling these things and you're working so hard to work on this like one project, if you don't have these feelings towards it, if you're just like, yeah, okay, I'll do it, it's done, or no, I don't want to do it. Like, if you just have a very one-sided thought, there's no passion in it. It's just you completing a project, or doing a thing, or just being in a relationship, right? You have to have these ups and downs because it helps you appreciate and helps you drive and helps make that thing vulnerable and authentic. And that's what sells. That's what people love. That's what brings us love in life. And that's what makes us fulfilled, because it's something that we actually cared to do. That's something that we put our heart and soul into, not just a task at hand. This can all be applied to everything in your life. This isn't just about relationships. It's not just about work. It's not just about being creative. It's about love. It's about life. It's about the journey. It's about your relationships. It's about your friends. It's about your family. It's about your work. It's about you. And if you're not passionate to be doing what you're doing or where you are right now, then I think that's something that you have to reassess. And it doesn't have to be at this moment. It can be in periods and blocks and time frames, and it doesn't have to be all at once. I need you to take your time to process how you're feeling. Take your time to understand who you are before you can even evaluate where you want to go. You are strong enough. You are very well capable of getting there. But the only way to do it is with your heart and your passion, and to fucking hustle. And if there's no hustle there, if you're just doing it to get it done, you're never going to be satisfied. This turned into like a little bit of a motivation, and it's not where I was going. I just kind of turned on the podcast and started going, hit record. But here we are. So I hope that helps somebody. And if it did, just DM me saying it helped. I feel like that's one that I'm not going to like regret later when in like 2 years when somebody listens to this and it was just like, it helped. I'm not going to be like, oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. Like something helped them that I made. That's cool. That's cool. Well, thank you very much for listening. I have a happy announcement that we are bringing back the Weird Hoodie. I've had a lot of DMs about the Weird Hoodie, and it is coming back in a week from now. And the first people that are going to get it, there's only 100 that we've printed. And the first people that are going to get the chance to buy it are in my Instagram broadcast channel called the Stay You Crew. It's a cool little spot. I provide daily quotes and just like daily motivation. And it means a lot to me if you were able to join there. And so those are the people that are first going to get it. Then it's going to be the email list and subscribers of our Stay You store. And then it's going to go to everybody else if you want to be lame like that. But I appreciate the support no matter the less. And love you guys. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.